Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Three Alaska lawmakers from across the political spectrum are collaborating on rewriting a resolution pertaining to the separation of federal marijuana regulations and the state's legal pot industry. The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports that the lawmakers' decision comes after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recent move to rescind what's known as the Cole Memorandum, an Obama-era policy discouraging the federal government from interfering with the state's legal marijuana industries. The state of Alaska doesn't have enough criminal attorneys and is struggling to prosecute violent crimes. That's according to officials within the Department of Law. Budget reductions have cut the department to unsustainable levels, according to a prosecutor working in one of the most strained jurisdictions in the state. Compounding the problem is that certain areas of the state are seeing particularly acute spikes in violent crime. Between 2014 and 2017, the Department of Law cut more than a fifth of its staff handling criminal and civil cases. Deputy Attorney General Rob Henderson says that's making it harder to enforce laws covering everything from murder to child protection.
There are some offenses that we haven't been able to try for lack of resources.
The department has shed 22 prosecutors across the state, shrinking some offices and closing others. Officials have tried to spread staff reductions evenly across the state, but crime has risen unevenly. For the second year in a row, Anchorage set a new record for homicides. Western Alaska has also seen a disproportionate increase in violent crime. The Walker administration is asking the legislature to fund five additional prosecutors during this upcoming budget cycle. Those may get the department a little bit closer to its previous staffing levels, but there's no evidence that violent crime is slowing down. Two Southeast attorneys have been nominated to succeed a retiring Sitka judge. Jude Pate and Julie Willoughby were selected Monday by the Alaska Judicial Council after background checks, interviews, and a public hearing. Pate is a public defender in Sitka who's practiced law for 23 years. Willoughby is a private attorney here in Juneau who has worked as a public defender and prosecutor and has practiced law for 19 years. A total of six attorneys originally applied to succeed Sitka Superior Court Judge David George, who's retiring in April. Juneau residents may remember George as the judge who presided over the John Nick Marvin Jr. homicide trial here in Juneau back in 2012. Marvin was accused and later convicted of killing two police officers in Hoonah. Governor Bill Walker can interview Pate and Willoughby before appointing either one to the bench. He has 45 days. The Sitka judge is often assigned as a backup to Juneau or Ketchikan cases when both parties in a case have bumped a judge or exercised their judicial preemptions. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the day today. Isolated snow showers for tonight. Low temperature tonight from 15 degrees to 5 below zero. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.